Following ISIS attacks in Brussels yesterday, Republican candidate Ted Cruz said that law enforcement needs to be empowered to, quote, patrol and secure Muslim neighborhoods before they become radicalized.
Cruz also criticized the New York Police Department, which agreed to settle federal lawsuits that claimed Muslims had been under baseless surveillance and investigation because of their religion. And his comments have gotten criticism and condemnation from Muslims and advocacy groups around the country. He defended his comments later in a conversation with Anderson Cooper, saying radical Islamic terrorism should be patrolled like any other criminal activity.
If you have a neighborhood where there is a high level of gang activity, the way to prevent it is you increase the law enforcement presence there and you target the gang members to get them off the street.
But you're talking about Muslim neighborhoods, not radicals particularly.
I am talking about any area where there is a higher incidence of radical Islamic terrorism.
Joining us now is a member of Wisconsin's Muslim American community, Ibrahim El-Kuda, who is president of the Islamic Center of the Twin Ports. Ibrahim, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you.
Well, what was your reaction when you heard about Ted Cruz's comments calling for so-called Muslim neighborhoods to be policed and secured?
Oh, you know what? I was just completely disappointed and just saddened by his remarks, and I was completely shocked. I mean, this came from somebody who was running for the highest office here in the country. It was very disturbing, completely irresponsible.
And we heard him clarifying his position, which he continued to do after that exchange, saying that not all Muslims should be patrolled, but that radical Muslim jihadists should be watched. Does that clarification change anything for you?
I don't believe it did. I don't believe it did at all. I think it was just mostly just a reaction just to make it sound better. But in reality, it can't get any better. He's equating a gangster to the normal Muslim American to a potential gangster. And that's just not fair. That comparison is completely not fair.
And what kind of reaction have you seen in the Twin Ports communities about those remarks?
Just like my own reaction, everybody is kind of disappointed. A lot of people are shocked and asking me, it's like, what should we do? How could we actually, what can we do about this? And we're trying to reach out. We're trying just to kind of explain that this does not represent our American values. This person, individually, I mean, I'm talking about Cruz himself, he only represents himself, and we can't accept the idea that he represents a whole lot of or majority of Americans who actually endorse him. So we're just taking it on him right now, because otherwise it's such a sad thing, really, to believe that somebody in this day and age has these kind of views.
Now, in New York City, some officials there, where a similar program as Ted Cruz was describing there, some officials pointed out that there were over 1,000 Muslims on the city police force, so differentiating between Muslims and police doesn't make any sense. Is that also true in the Twin Ports?
It is definitely true. It's definitely true. I mean, there's no. It's not any different. Not just here. I mean, wherever you go in the country, there should be no difference. We American Muslims, we just happen to be Muslims, but we are Americans. We stand for our values. We are soldiers. We're in the police force. We are in the private sector. We are businessmen. We are doctors, engineers. So that kind of view is just nothing but segregation and dividing people based on their faith, which is just a dangerous route overall. Just to head down that route, it's just dangerous.
How would you describe what the Islamic Center's relationship is with the local non-Muslim community?
You know what? I would say it's just a wonderful relationship. And recently we've been making a lot of progress as far as opening the doors. And the doors are always open for anybody just to come in, swing by and ask a question, have a meal. No question is a bad question, so don't be embarrassed or shy about asking. We're going and sharing our views and exchanging views and visits with the local churches, synagogues, universities, colleges, any educational institutions. So we're definitely getting involved with as many people in our local community as possible. So we're taking advantage of every opportunity that opens up just to kind of talk to people and be open about views.
Now, Superior and Duluth, they were in the public eye when the mayor called Obama a Muslim who he said was destroying the fabric of democracy. What was the community response then and since?
At first, it was very shocking and kind of scary because, you know, local events get more attention than probably outside the community events. But because it was local, everybody was kind of not just shocked but scared. It's like, what's going to happen to me as a Muslim living here? How is my neighbor going to perceive me? How is my friend going to treat me from now on? How is my professor going to these things? So it was kind of a hands-on experience. And everybody was like, what do we do right now? How do we respond? And then we went to just the basic common sense in Islam, just the very basic teachings of Islam. And it said, just calm people down, let them come and share a meal with us. And this way, you kind of get rid of any misunderstanding, if there's any, which we did. We invited the mayor over for dinner at our own congregation. And he came, and we invited the city councilors. They sat down with the people. They actually face-to-face. And they started talking, asking questions, getting to know each other. And then, guess what? At the end of the day, of the night, they were talking about recipes and making food. And that's what it's all about. So I think it was a very extremely successful event.
So you had some sit-down time together. In terms of the larger community, is there any particular way that you talked to the community at large when tensions were high like that?
Yes, we try when talking to non-Muslims, we cannot just use the Quran as a reference. We tell them, come on over and meet the people, because those are the people who actually, they're doctors. That's the doctor that you see at the hospital when you go to the hospital. That's the professor who teaches you in the college. He's the person who you buy things from the store. Muslims are not different. They just have a certain set of values. Not that different from, not far off from like the Christian values or the Jewish values, or so they're not that different. So all you need to do, from my experience, is just what we do is pull people together, bring them together and closer, and say, just try to check it out, see what those guys believe in, and then it works. Once people kind of pass that stage, They calm down. They're like, oh, you know what? This is not any different than myself. And then they establish friendship and common understanding.
Ibrahim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
That was Ibrahim Al-Quda, president of the Islamic Center of the Twin Ports.